بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we looked at the first ayat of the Quran. Today let us look at the first hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, which is إنما الأعمال بالنيات، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، narrated by عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. Which means, as we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the reward of the deed or the deed itself is based on its intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. The deed is based on the intention. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that the one who makes hijrat, who migrated from Makkah to Medina, because that was the biggest issue at the time, he said, the one who made hijrat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul, made hijrat for that sake, and the one who made hijrat for business or to marry somebody or any other purpose, then his hijrat was for that and not for Allah and his Rasul. We also know the hadith which is called the hadith of the Thalath, the hadith of the three. And these are the three people who will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment first, before anybody else. And the first of them will be an alim who acquired Islamic knowledge and who disseminated it, and he studied and he taught, and he will be asked, why did you do all this? And he will say, Ya Allah, I did it for you. And it will be said to him, you lied. You did it so that people will praise you, so that you will get publicity and people will call you a great alim. And this was done. This happened. This was given to you in the dunya. Here there is nothing for you, and this alim will be the first person to be thrown into Jannah. The second person to be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be somebody who did good stuff, philanthropic things. He spent money to build good stuff, maybe hospitals or schools or madrasas or masajid or whatever Allah wished, and he did a lot of good and so on and so forth in the world. And when he will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be asked, what did you do? And he will say, Ya Allah, I did this for your sake. And it will be said to him, you lied. You did all of this so that you will be known as a philanthropic person, so that people will praise you and say, so and so is so sakhi, and so is such a generous person, and so on. And this was given to you, this happened in the dunya itself, right? You got all the publicity, you were on everywhere, and here there is nothing for you, and this person will be the second person to be thrown into the hellfire. And the third one who will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be somebody who fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was martyred, he was killed in the battle. And when he is brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be asked, what did you do? He will say, Allah, I sacrificed my life for you. I fought in your path and I was killed in that process. And it will be said to him, you lied. You fought because you wanted to be known as a great warrior. You wanted to be known as being brave, and you wanted to be known as what this is what you did. And this was given to you. You were known as this. Here there is nothing for you, and he will be thrown into the hellfire. Who are these people? The alim, the sakhi, and the shaheed. The world knows them as that. But they are the first three people to be thrown into the hellfire on the day of judgment. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned this. There are three hadiths in the Siyar Sitta which are considered to be the three hadiths which encompass the entire Islamic knowledge. This is one of them. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you remember whose photo was there on the first page, top page of yesterday's newspaper? You don't remember, right? Do you know what it takes to get to the top page of the newspaper first of all? They do a lot, you have to do a lot. I mean, you have to be somebody so remarkable, you did something, and then only you will get, you are either some national leader or whatnot. That also we don't remember one day later. Do you remember who won last year's Grammys? Who won the Oscar for Best Actor, Best Acting? Yeah? I'm not talking about some normal small people. I'm talking about the topmost awards in the world. And I can give you a long list of this. Forget that. Do you remember? You don't recall, right? Nobody recalls. Only maybe that person and his mother. I mean, I don't know who else will recall this. Yet, we chase publicity. That's why I began with the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama al-amalu bin niyat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in another hadith, he said, there are two things which eat up your good deeds. There are two things which eat up your good deeds, like fire eats up and consumes dry wood. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, which are the two things? He said, fame and money. Fame and money. The love for fame and the love for money. So we do a lot of good deeds and so on and so forth. You are doing something good. But your first lookout is what? Is media present here? Is somebody taking photos? Does this get onto Facebook? Is it on Twitter? How many thumbs up you got? So what happened to that deed now? Gone, khalas. Not just gone, khalas. It also takes your good deeds with you. It's not just a matter of, you know, one thing deleted and zero. Not zero. This is going into minus. It's going into minus. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say fame and money will, he said it consumes your good deeds like fire consumes dry wood. Think about, do you know who did the first heart transplant? You don't know, right? A chap called, the surgeon called Christian Barnard. And he did that in the Groote Hospital in Cape Town. But if I tell you, if I ask you, do you know Michael Jackson? You will know Michael Jackson, right? But in terms of benefit to humanity, who did more? I mean, that's a no-brainer. Who do you know? Bypass surgery. Today it is like so common. You know, everyone's either got a bypass or is getting a bypass. Do you know who did the first bypass? Go look it up. I'm not going to tell you. Imagine the amount of good that one procedure has done and continues to do in the world. How many people are relieved from, you know, I won't say saved lives or extended lives, that is with Allah's mercy. Definitely improving of life quality, you know, better health and so forth, right? It is the action that you do, the benefit of that action, which is worth something. Not the show. Anything which is done for any purpose other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is not acceptable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the choice we have to make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Allah said, we will give you publicity. He said to me, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will make your zikr, we will increase it, we will raise it. Don't worry about that, that's not your problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the zikr of who He wants. Take Isa alayhi salam. Lived for a short period of time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isa alayhi salam lived a life where the sky was his roof and the earth was his bed. No possessions, no money, nothing. But find me one person in this world who does not know the name of Jesus. ہے کوئی؟ گو اینی ویئر، یو آر ٹاکنگ 2000 ایئرس اور مور. مائی پوائنٹ از دس از سم تھنگ وی ہیو ٹو ورک آن، بیکاز مینی آف اس اینڈ گڈ پیپل الحمد للہ ہو آر انگیج ان ڈوئنگ گڈ تھنگس، دے میک اے لاٹ آف ایفرٹ، بٹ دا فسٹ تھنگ یو آر لوکنگ فار از ویئر از دا پبلسٹی. اینڈ اف سمبڈی ٹیلز یو ڈونٹ ڈو دس، یو آر ڈسٹروئنگ یور اون اعمال، یو ول گیٹ دا پبلسٹی، نو پرابلم، یو ول گیٹ دا، یو ول گیٹ سم you know, fly by night third class TV channel who will come and take your picture. Who else will come for you anyway, believe me? I mean, you think CNN is going to come here? I mean, you think you will ever make it to the Washington Post? I mean, even if you die, they won't put you there. Oh, for God's sake, get real in life. So you get some third class TV channel or somebody, or you get your picture on some rag in some country and you are so happy, but that deed, that good thing you did, is gone, khalas. That thing which could have helped you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this particular good thing which you did, if Allah wants this to hit the headlines, Allah will find ways to do it. Now you think Allah has no power to raise your mention or to, you know, make you famous if He wants? Please, I remind myself and you, let us not, first of all, how much good do we do anyway, for God's sake? Think about that. How much do I, at least I'm talking about myself, how much do I do? It's a very good thing I am born in this century. If I was born in the 8th century or the 9th century, 100 years, 200 years after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there would be donkeys who do more than I do. Forget about human beings. A good thing I am born in this century so that, you know, at least there is some... And that we want to destroy? I mean, how much do we do anyway, and this you want to destroy completely? So that when you go before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, there is nothing. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Seriously, let us get real in life. Do work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hide it. Don't tell anybody. I think it is Imam Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi or somebody who said, the most fortunate person, he says, the most lucky person, the most fortunate person is somebody who lived in some place, nobody knew him, he did a lot of good, he spent his whole life doing good, nobody knew that, and he died and nobody knew that except his Rabb Jalla Jalalu. He said that person is the most fortunate, because his deeds are safe, right? Nobody saw his tahajjud, nobody saw the khair khairat that he did, nobody saw the charity he did, nobody saw what. Take Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, I have mentioned this story before, so I'm not going to tell you the detailed story. You know this story. He used to go and serve this, you know, blind old lady in her tent. When did they find out? After he died, Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu found out, somebody came and told him. How many years did he help this woman? God knows. Allah knows. Did he tell anyone? Now obviously, even if he did it publicly, I mean, he didn't have to tell somebody, but if he was doing it, like, you know, where are you? Oh no, you know, hold on a second, I have to go here. People would have known. It means that what he did also was very quiet. Very quiet. Nobody knew anything. These are our role models. I mean, I seriously, we have to stop lying to ourselves. Either you say that the Sahaba and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are my role models, or reject them outright and say, I'm not interested. Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley are my role models. Go do that. Let us focus on our amal. Let us focus on our niyyah. Let us focus and pray and work for ikhlasun niyyah, for sincerity of our intention. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live with sincerity and to die with sincerity. And He will raise us, inshallah, with this ikhlas. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.